Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. The player spotlight provided by Xfinity is our leading tackler and two-time Pro Bowler, Chad Greenway, number 52, joins us. Hey, Chad, happy holidays.
Happy holidays. How's it going?
Pretty well, thank you. Good luck against the Eagles coming up a little later today. We'll talk more about the Eagles momentarily, but let's focus on a couple of Chad Greenway-related topics. First of all, as I mentioned, he's the leading tackler for the Minnesota Vikings five consecutive years. If Chad can lead the team in tackles this year for a sixth consecutive year, he will tie Scott Studwell's mark for most in the history of the team leading this team in tackles. What's that mean to you?
It means a lot. I think obviously as a linebacker, that's what you get paid to do. I mean, that's the pride that you have in showing up every week, week in and week out, and put a consistent year together. Obviously, it can't be something where you're playing four games, six games, and missing a few. I mean, you got to play all the way through. I certainly take pride in my preparation and approach, and just to be consistent and be counted on every week.
Three interceptions and three sacks. One of those interceptions came in the snow at M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore. What was that game like in conditions like that?
It was fun. It was really fun. It sort of reminds you of an old game maybe you'd see like on TV from the Met, back when the Met was big around here.
So you're saying I'm old.
Yeah. But, you're going to go to the Metro Dome this week. The conditions are going to be 72 and beautiful and inside, but you don't get those conditions all the time to play in front of them. So I think it's fun. It's different. Obviously, with the way the game kind of figured out, we would love to come home with a win there. I mean, it was so hard fought, and we battled hard all the way through. And defensively, I think our best effort up to, 56 minutes. It just didn't quite get it done.
And from 3-9-1, 3-8-1 into the Ravens game, fans bring this up a lot, but how difficult is it to keep the focus and attempt to win game after game after game with a non-playoff type record? Because clearly, with the Baltimore game, the Dallas game, and some other games, you guys have been right there at the wire.
Yeah, I think it's, five games now that have been come down to maybe the last play of the game, win or loss. And it's been difficult. It's been a tough season. I mean, just the way it sort of transpired early on and kind of just snowballed on us. I mean, you never could get our footing. It came down, it seemed like it was every week it's come down to the last play. Pittsburgh game, it works out for us. Washington game, it works out for us. But the other ones, it seems it hasn't. And week in and week out, though, it's about being a professional and coming to work and doing your job and trying to win the football game to everything you give it everything you got. And it's not about laying down for a draft pick. We have jobs, we have families, we have careers that we want to progress. And if we're laying down for that, it doesn't work out. Obviously, you can't just sit here and as an organization, we want to win as many football games as we can.
Chad Greenway has been a fan favorite since he entered the league from Iowa. In fact, speaking of the fans, Chad was recently voted onto the All Mall of America field team at halftime today. 28 of the best players in the history of Minnesota Vikings football will go onto that All Mall of America field team. This is the second to last game at Mall of America field. We close in a couple of weeks with the Lions. The fans have always been important to you, right?
Absolutely. I think for me, it's pretty easy. You grew up in South Dakota, watching the Vikings, being a huge Twins fan growing up. Always loving the Twin Cities. Then going to Iowa and coming here to the upper Midwest feel that I have that just runs through my blood. I have an appreciation for this rural area, this rural setting that we live in the upper Midwest. And obviously growing up on a farm and people can appreciate that. And the struggle to come from nine-man football to get a scholarship and then to make it up here was a pretty amazing journey. And I think people can kind of relate to that.
Last one with the Philadelphia Eagles, LeSean McCoy is an MVP candidate. Nick Foles took over weeks ago for Mike Vick, 20 touchdowns, one interception. Where does it start? Is it Foles first, McCoy first? What's that like?
It's definitely McCoy. They are a run-first team. They throw the football because that's the situation they get put in, and they like to take their shots with Deshaun outside. They're a run-first team, and Shady, as he's called, is impressive. I mean, moves he has are, Barry Sanders-like. You can never call him Barry Sanders, but he's like that. Moves you don't see very often. He's got a little of the Reggie Bush, pretty physical too, and they're going to feature him in the offense. So it starts with him, and then with Foles, like a lot of quarterbacks, especially young, if you can get people around him, if our front four can get a huge pass rush at MOA, which they usually do, it's going to be a good game for us.